Tell me you're a kill of president. No tall comfort there. One room, no one there. Hey pal, don't despair. You want to sue the president. Come on and sue the president. Some boys think they can be winners. First prize up and goes to rank beginners. How much?
$450. Ivor Johnson, 32 rubber handle. Owl stands on the side.
All right, give me. Hey kid,
loud and clear. Everybody sing.
Excuse me.
A bag of gold or in some kind of rabbit bit.
And we have to go.
No, I need to make my case, and I need you to take it down.
We don't have time.
Take it. Dang. And indictment. The former president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, who was here in charge with the following high crimes and misdemeanors.
They say your ship was sinking, John.
One, that you did ruthlessly provoke a war between the states, which cost some 600,000 of my countrymen their lives. Two,
you started missing cues.
Two, that you did silence your critics in the North by hurling them into prison without the benefit of charge or trial. Three,
they say it wasn't Lincoln, John.
Shut up! Three,
you barely had a slew of bad reviews.
I said shut up!
What are we gonna do?
I can finish this. Three,
I have 50 soldiers out here, Boone.
Give yourselves up or we'll set fire to the barn.
Don't shoot!
I'm coming out!
Hey!
I have given up my life for one act. Do you understand? Do not let history rob me of its meaning. Pass on the truth. You're the only one who can. Please.
He said, damn you, Lincoln, you had your way. The war with blood you drew out of blue and gray.
Tell him, listen.
He said, damn you, Lincoln, and damn the day you drew the you out of blue.
bloody war can end. Because someone slew the tyrant. Just as Brutus slew the tyrant.
He said, damn you, Lincoln, you righteous whore. Did you turn your spine into civil war?
A toast to the presidency of the United States! an office which, by its mere existence, reassures us that the possibilities of life are limitless. An office the mere idea of which reproaches us when we fall short of all that we can be. A grand and glorious office to which at least one among us may one day aspire. Gentlemen, what can I say? Hail to the chief! What did you think? Toast? How did you find it? Stirring? Inspirational?
Fuck you!
Father Christmas, I've decided. And the young lady!
Very nice.
Indeed. Then perhaps you'd like to buy a copy of my book. It's nothing much, some random musings on the mysteries of creation. The Truth by Charles Guiteau.
No! You know how they make this stuff? They test it out in secret labs on rats and mice and hamsters. They shove it down their throats and stick it up their asses until the poison blood explodes out of their cancerous guts. That's why it's red. Why?
Who is that? I can't quite make him out.
You look like that strange.
Marvelous president, by a grant has been renominated. I would not have been compelled to remove that scoundrel who succeeded him, James Garfield.
Oh, my dearest, darling Joe.
Hey, you stupid boy!
Just a bottle, man. Someone will clear it off.
And someone will have to make another one.
So?
So, I tell you so. You see this? You ever asked yourself how did this come to be? I tell you how. In the factory where I work, there is an oven. Inside the oven, there are bottles cooking. I stand at the oven door. The door is open. 1200 degrees. I hold my breath. If I breathe in, my insides cook like the bottle. The bell rings. I reach into the oven and I wear gloves. Inside the gloves, my hands are rubbed with grease and wrapped in rags. But still, each time my hands begin to burn. I take the bottles out. I carry them across the room just so. If two bottles touch, they break. The burning pieces fall on me, my hair, my clothes. For this, I have this mark. Will always be like this. For this, I have this scar. Will never go away. For this, I am paid 6 cents an hour. 6. Unless one of the bottles breaks, and then I have paid 5. This is my job. This is the someone who would have to make another one. Me. Now what do you think?
I think you should get another job.
What other job? There is no other job.
Don't be ridiculous. Why, look at me. I've been an attorney, an evangelist. I sold insurance. I am a celebrated author. Last week, I was a bill collector. Next week, I am going to be ambassador to France.
I can't be no celebrated author. I can't be no ambassador to France.
Oh, can't. You know, your problem. You're a pessimist. This isn't Poland, old boy. This is America. Land of opportunity.
Oh, the opportunity for who? For him? For you? No, this is only opportunity for me. This! Only this!
Come on. Break. See what it feels like.
It feels good. Just try it. Break the bottle. Break it!
You know, you really
somebody ought to do something about that stuff.
I knew everything about this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I give up wine. No good. I give up smokes. No good. I quit my work. No good. I moved Miami. No good. I gave up painting jobs. No good. Nothing, no good. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Have you considered shooting Franklin Roosevelt? Men, at some time, are masters of their fates. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our star, but in ourselves. That we are unblamed.
No left, no right.
Seem to feel otherwise.
Oh, they are the vilest scum in the world.
You haven't seen much of the world, have you, Mr. Czolgosz?
No. Yes. I have been to Buffalo, to Rochester, to Cleveland.
Yes? And when were you in Cleveland?
Last week.
And Rochester?
The week before.
And the week before you were in Buffalo. You have been following me. Why? Answer me, why? To spy on me? To inform on my associates?
Miss Goldman, I am in love with you. I am in love with you.
Ah, that's different. Thank you, Mr. Czolgosz. Leo. Unfortunately, I do not have time to be in love with you. I am speaking in St. Louis tonight, and if I miss my train, the Cossacks there will have to find somebody else's arm to break. Goodbye, Leo.
Let Miss Goldman wait! Miss Goldman. I am alone with no one and with nothing. I am a grown man, 27, but I have no life. What have I learned? Nothing. What do I know? Nothing. What have I done?
Tell me what you have done. Since you were a little boy, no more than a child, you have committed yourself to be brutalized and beaten down, brought to the brink of madness by despair and desperation so that other men, men no worthier than you, might live their lives in ease and comfort. This is what you have done. This is what they have done to you. Am I right? You are a beautiful young man.
You are, I am coarse and ugly.
No, your life has made you beautiful. Your suffering has made you fine. I give my love freely, Leon. If I had time, I would give it to you. But I don't. So I will give you something else instead. Something which you can embrace with more passion than you can any woman.
What is this?
An idea, Leon. An idea of social justice. of a world in which men are not merely created equal, but allowed to live that way.
And this is your idea?
Not mine alone, but mine. I have to go.
Well, if you please, I would like to walk you to the station. May I?
It's a free country. That was a joke.
Yeah.
You may. They make servants of us, Leon. We do not make servants of each other.
Sitting on the beach in Venice, I just had this big fight with my dad.
that. I don't know. My eye might have thought there was a bombing of Cambodia. She said I was a drug addict and a foreigner. She'd get out of this house forever. I think there's a new culture. I went down to the beach and sat down on the sand and cried. It felt like I was disappeared. The whole world was divided into two parts. Me and everybody else. Dirty-looking little elf. And he sat in front of me and smiled this twinkly devil smile and said, "You're dead," and kicked you out. No. Your daddy kicked you out. How could he know? My daddy didn't tell him, so who could have? God. God sent this dirty-looking little elf to save a little girl lost on a beach. Smiled again and touched my hair and off he went. And for a minute I just watched him go. And then I ran and caught his hand. Until they arrested him for stabbing Sharon Tate, I never let it go. What's wrong?
He reminds me of my daddy.
Who does? Colonel Sanders?
My daddy was like your daddy. I loved him so much, and I thought that he loved me, and then he threw me out.
Let's kill him.
Doug.
What are you doing?
Giving him the evil eye.
Oh, that's a picture on a box of chicken. It's a graven image. Charlie taught us how to do it.
And you can really kill someone like me?
Wow. This is nice. Shh.
Do you think it's working?
I don't know. Unless Charlie.
Just a little finger can change.
Everybody pays attention. Before that you do, remove a scoundrel, unite a party, preserve the union, promote the sales of my book, ensure my future, my niche in history. And then the world will see that I am not a man to overlook.
Change the world.